Shvius, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, 1:8. In the past few Mishnayos, we've said there's a special din when it comes to a field that's filled with saplings, that one could plow the entire field under certain circumstances all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, and the normal rules of Tosefes Shvius don't apply. We haven't ever defined what is a sapling. Now, just to make sure the etymology is clear, the words are clear, the word eitz is a tree. But a tree, an eitz, can come in two varieties, an immature tree and a mature tree. Immature trees, saplings in English, are called netios in Hebrew. And mature trees in Hebrew are called ilanot, an ilan, singular. So the first five Mishnayos of the Perek talked about ilanot, an ilan, a mature tree. The last couple of Mishnayos here have talked about netiot, saplings. So the question is, when does a tree transition from being a netia, a sapling, to being an ilan? The Mishnah says, "Ad emasai nikru netios." Until when can a tree be called a netia, a sapling? Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria omer, "Ad sheyichalu." Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria holds until they become deconsecrated. Now, what does that mean? A tree in its first 3 years, the produce is called orla and it's forbidden. In its fourth year, the produce of a tree has a special status called neta ravai, and it's similar to Meister Sheni. The produce of this fourth year tree has a kedusha, must be taken to Jerusalem and eaten there, or it can be deconsecrated. You can be mechalel, you can deconsecrate the fruits, eat them locally, and take that money up to Jerusalem. So, we're saying here that upon the deconsecration of those fruits, meaning in the fourth year, once you deconsecrate those fruits, the tree has now been promoted to being an ilan from a netia. That's the first pshat of two pshatim brought by the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura brings both pshatim as lahalacha, meaning either A, once you deconsecrate the fruit, the trees in that fourth year become ilanot. The second pshat he brings, which is also lahalacha, is if you never deconsecrate the fruits, so then automatically comes the fifth year. Now the tree, nothing it produces is kadosh, it's all chulin. So automatically in the fifth year, it becomes no longer natia, it becomes an ilan. Fine, that's the first shita. The second sheet is Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua Mer, Basheva Shanim. Rabbi Yeshua holds a tree as a netia until 7 years old. There's a Tosefta which talks about different trees having different statuses, and this might apply just to an olive tree, but Bar Tanura brings no mention of it. Let's keep it simple and understand that Rabbi Yeshua Shita is that all trees are netios until the seventh year. And finally, Rabbi Akiva Mer, netia kishma. Rabbi Akiva holds netia is like its name. What does that mean? There's two pshat that the Bar Tanura brings. Either it means that netiyas are netios, saplings, just in their first year. Come their second year, they're no longer been planted, they're not netiot. The word netiya, like notea, is to plant a tree. So they're netiot only in the year they were planted. After that, they are now ilanot. That's the first pshat. So it's just a one-year phenomenon, first-year phenomenon. The other pshat in Rabbi Akiva is that however long it takes for a people to refer to these trees as no longer saplings, but now, you know, trees, immature trees, ilanot, so that while they're called netios, if people call them saplings, they are saplings. Netia kishma means, kind of like stupid is as stupid does, if it's called a netia, it is a netia, and that's based on what people's perception is of where this tree is holding. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So that is to say that so long as people call this tree a netia, it is a netia, and if you have 10 of them in a field spread out, you could plow the entire field right up to Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. The Mishnah in the Perek ends with one final point, and that's the question of what happens if you have a tree, which was an ilan, but you chop it down. And then, even if you've chopped it down like to a stump, new shoots come out of the stump. Do we look at those new shoots as being a new tree, and it's a reset, and this is a netia all over again? Or since it's coming out of the same old stump and the same old tree, it's the same old tree and it's still got the status of being an ilan. And this actually could have ramifications beyond the halachas of Shemitah to things like Orla. So the Mishnah says, ilan shenigmam. If you have a tree that was chopped down, vahotzi chalifin, but then new sprouts shoot out from it, so replacement sprouts, it's growing again anew. So then, mitefach ulamata, if we're talking about a tree that was chopped down to being a stump within one tefach of the ground, so then kinetia, it's considered to be a sapling and starts again, In the case of Shvius, it means if you have 10 of these, you now could plow on behalf of them the whole field up to Rosh Hashanah. Metefach ulamala, if however it's more than a tefach off the ground, the stump is more than a tefach off the ground, so then ke'ilan, if it regrows again, it's like it always was there, and therefore it has the status of an ilan, those halachas, which in the case of Shvius would mean that you wouldn't be able to plow the field for a long time, because if you have 3 of them, or even 10 of them, it doesn't make a difference, up to 10, not including 10, then you wouldn't be producing any fruit from these trees for a long time, and therefore you couldn't plow this area past Pesach. If you had 10 ilanot, then we said you could plow all the way up to Atzeres, Shavuos, but you wouldn't be able to plow anymore to Rosh Hashanah because these trees are not reset to being Netios. They're still ilanos as they always were since they were cut down above a tefach from the ground. That's Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, and that is the halacha like Rabbi Shimon.